First though, Nathan Rareri is in with sport. Kia ora, Nathan.
Kia ora.
Some concerns about code swapping for the Black Ferns.
Yeah, the coaching staff know that they might lose some players to rugby league, but they have plans to stop an exodus. Assistant coach Steve Jackson says they are ready for some healthy competition for players when the return of the Warriors women's NRL side hits in 2025.
Whether it's rugby league, whether it's netball, that's a professional sport and we've got professional athletes here. You know, they'll make decisions what's best for their family, you know, but it's our job to be able to create a winning environment, you know, and winning pinnacle events and creating a culture that players want to stay with the Black Ferns and for long term.
The Black Ferns kick off their season against the USA in the Pacific Four tournament, which is in Hamilton on Saturday. Young Canterbury golfer Kazuma Kobori is excited to play in front of the biggest gallery he's ever faced when he tees up in the US PGA Championship, which is in Kentucky next week. The invite to the second major of the year is a reward for the 22-year-old winning last season's PGA Tour of Australasia Order of Merit.
Oh, I love it, eh? I love having the crowd. I'll definitely be looking to play some good golf and get the crowd going for sure.
Kobori, who turned professional in November, will be joined in the PGA Championship field by fellow Kiwi Ryan Fox. Kobori will also play in the Open Championship at Royal Troon in July. The New Zealand under-20 rugby side has beaten Argentina 43-20 in their second game of the Rugby Championship on the Sunshine Coast. They drew with South Africa in their opening game. The Black Sticks men have been beaten 6-4 by hosts Malaysia at the Sultan Aslan Shah Cup hockey tournament. Young New Zealand cyclist Lawrence Pithy has finished 11th in the fourth stage of Giro d'Italia, with Slovenian Tadej Pogačar retaining the red jersey. Pithy is 104th overall, and Sky TV has secured the broadcast rights for all men's and women's cricket tournaments for the next 5 years. Koina ngā pūrongo hākinakina. That's your sports news.